Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Cyber attacks are increasing at an alarming rate, including against industrial systems U.S. agriculture relies on. That's according to the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines. She told the Senate Armed Services Committee that U.S. intelligence community has seen a massive increase in cyber attacks worldwide, with U.S. entities most heavily targeted.
This year, cyber actors are attacking U.S. industrial control systems, which are typically used to automate industrial processes at record levels. Many critical infrastructure sectors, including water and wastewater, food and agriculture, defense, energy, and transportation, rely on such systems.
And while the chance of any single attack widely disrupting services is low, the sheer number of attacks boosts the chances, while stopping them could be simple.
Cyber actors took advantage of default or weak passwords, unpatched known vulnerabilities, and poorly secured network connections to launch relatively simple attacks.
Haines outlined an all-of-government approach that includes USDA to also combat biosecurity threats amid the backdrop of the pandemic and, most recently, bird flu.
I think it would be always an overstatement to say that we can detect everything that would be ultimately a potential vector for both human and animal concerns. But the fact is, we have really expanded and invested a tremendous amount in improving our biosecurity practices,
including through the National Counter Proliferation and Biosecurity Center, better disease testing and detection modeling. Haines followed earlier testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray on spiraling cyber threats, largely by China. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.